Well, we come to a special time as we're continuing with our overview of the book of Revelation. We're up to chapter 7. But before we get started on chapter 7, I wanted to just to share something with you out of chapter 6, verse 10. For the martyrs are calling out to God, O sovereign Lord, holy and true, how long it'll be before you judge the people who belong to this world for what they have done to us? When will you avenge our blood against these people? Well, these martyrs are calling out to God, how long will it be before you judge the people, O Lord, for what they have done? You know, we too, and things that are going on in this world now, all the wickedness and the challenges, the pestilence, the virus, the world is going crazy. Even in the United States of America with these riots and different things, we might wonder too, how long, O Lord? But that's what the book of Revelation is all about. The book of Revelation gives us hope. It gives us hope that Jesus is surely coming again and that he will fight against the devil. And Jesus will save his people. He's doing it now, and he will continue to do it up to the end of the age of grace. Amen. So I always like to start with the prologue in the beginning of the book, chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. This is the revelation from Jesus Christ, which God gave him according to the events that will happen soon. An angel was sent to God's servant John so that John could share the revelation with God's other servants. John faithfully reported the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ and everything that he saw. God blesses the one who reads this prophecy to the church and blesses all who listen to it and obey what it says, for the time is near when these things will happen. God's people will be preserved. Subtitle for Chapter 7. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation. And then I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding back the four winds from blowing upon the earth. Not a leaf rustled in the trees, and the sea became smooth as glass. And I saw another angel coming from the east, carrying the seal of the living God. And he shouted out to those four angels who had been given power to injure land and sea, Wait! Don't hurt the land or the sea or the trees until we have placed the seal of God on the foreheads of his servants. And I heard, how many were marked with the seal of God? There was 144,000 who was sealed from all the tribes of Israel. From Judah, 12,000. From Reuben, 12,000. From Gad, 12,000. From Asher, 12,000. Naphtali, 12,000. Manasseh, 12,000. Simon, 12,000. Levi, 12,000. Issachar, 12,000. Zebulun, 12,000. Joseph, 12,000. And Benjamin. Now, we always wondered about these 144,000. And don't want to make a commentary on it now, but these are not the Jehovah Witnesses. These are the Jewish evangelists that are left behind in order to proclaim the gospel of Christ. So now we continue on with verse 9. In this I saw a vast crowd, too great to count, from every nation and tribe and people and language, standing in front of the throne and before the Lamb. They were clothed in white and held palm branches in their hand, and they were shouting with a mighty shout, Salvation comes from our God on the throne and from the Lamb. And then all the angels were standing around the throne and the elders of the four living beings, and they fell down before the throne and worshiped God. They said, Amen. Blessings and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and strength belong to our God forever and ever. Amen. And then one of the 24 elders asked me, Who are those who are clothed in white, and where did they come from? And I said to him, Sir, you are the one who knows. And then he said to me, These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb and made them white. That is why they are standing in front of the throne of God, serving him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will live among them and shelter them. They will never again be hungry or thirsty. They'll be fully protected from the scorching noontime heat. for the Lamb who stands in front of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will lead them to the springs of life-giving water, and God will wipe away all their tears. May God add his blessings to reading and the hearing and the understanding of chapter 7. Chapter 7 is primarily about security and salvation. It's interesting about the palm branches that they had in their hand. You know, people used palm branches at their parties way back when. You remember when Jesus was riding on a donkey into Jerusalem? We call it Palm Sunday, where they were waving palm branches. People used the wave palm branches in celebration, and they were praising God for the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And they were praising God for all his greatness and glory, and the blessings of all who come. Because the Lamb changes his role. He is their shepherd and the leader of the sheep. And he is the good shepherd who saves his sheep. John chapter 10 verse 11. The sheep mean the people of God. And Jesus Christ has shown them all how he can lead them into the peace that passes all understanding. Especially the meaning of eternal life for those. Well, it's a joy to be able to look at the book of Revelation in chapter 7. And I hope and pray that you can do a little study on your own, because it is a book of hope. It is a book of promise. And yeah, he's showing us some things that will happen, but we don't have to go through them. As long as we trust and keep our faith in Christ, we will not be able to experience all that tribulation. In my humble opinion, I think Jesus told us that he would keep us from the time of testing. And we're grateful for that. But there are people that it's going to go through it, and we need to pray for them. That's why it's so important to proclaim the gospel, that we can help family and friends and all the people that we know to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and make him the Lord of their life. Well, I hope and pray you're having a good day, and we'll look forward to seeing you in the 11 o'clock service sometime soon. We have a few. We don't have many. We've been getting anywhere from 10 to 15, but we have a safe environment. So my prayer is come and worship with us at Bethel at the 11 o'clock service. And if you can and you still feel uncomfortable, Phil and I are just so grateful that we're able to bring you these messages online. Have a wonderful day in Jesus' name. Amen.